lot of illegal activities going on out there at night time, with people lamping deer up in the hills, and the problem, I'd say, has escalated in the last 5 years. And the way I see it is that, you know, they're shooting in places where they shouldn't be, so it's illegal for a start. Number two, if they're shooting deer at night, if they're using lamps on deer, that is also illegal. And the point is that, and me as a stalker and running an estate, dealing with these animals, I wouldn't dare go into a piece of ground firing off rifles without, you know, doing a lot of groundwork, knowing what's safe, where to, you know, how to approach these forestry blocks, etc., and how to do the job properly in a controlled manner. And I think to myself, well, if they're willing to take a shot across the ground where they have no idea where the bullet will end up, the point is with these bullets is they're high velocity, and they have a killing range of between 4 and 5 kilometers. If that bullet travels through clear air, there's no backdrop when they pull the trigger, that bullet will continue. And I just think with the amount of poaching that's been going on in Donegal, that it will be a matter of time before bullets start hitting houses or start hitting somebody or hitting livestock. Problems will happen, and they will occur. And it's, I was talking to the Wildlife Deer Society, and they were saying how the larger percentage of the poaching and reports that are coming in, that something like 60% of the reports coming in from the entire of Ireland are coming from Donegal. So it just shows you what scale they're going on.